Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
They gave Addazio a 2-year extension?
Correct.
I think in the press release they said that he's made a bowl, what, 5 out of the last 6 years?
Yeah, so probably is Western Kentucky.
There's like a million bowls out there.
This is what happens. BC had a head coach butted in with Tom O'Brien, and Tom O'Brien, I think, made 10 or 11 of these minor bowl games in a row, and he was always there. He was always good for 7 or 8 wins, and BC went to, like, the MPC Computers Bowl out in Boise, Idaho. They played on the blue turf.
They're an expensive school that plays in the ACC.
Yep.
There's no reason they shouldn't be able to compete. Now, I understand they're never going to be Clemson.
No.
But they're going to. But there's no reason that they can't. I mean, the ACC in football is, what, Florida State? And
Miami, when they're good.
But Miami's a
Florida State's down
school.
This year, too, and that was the killer loss to BC. BC lost at Florida State.
Well, yeah, BC crapped themselves after the
Florida
Clemson
State.
Game.
Yeah, and no, Clemson, they got down. They crapped themselves at Florida State.
Okay. No, I know that. Okay.
The quarterback got hurt at the beginning of the Clemson game.
Right. No, I didn't think he crapped themselves against Clemson. I mean, I don't think they were going to win that game, but they didn't end the season.
They should have won 8 games, maybe 9 this year. BC is always good for winning a game you don't think they're going to win and then losing a game they shouldn't lose.
And they've had NFL talent on that team,
sure,
too.
Absolutely. And they have 2 third-team All-Americans this year. I mean, they have people. And I was told at the beginning of the season, this is probably the team with the most NFL-ready players that Addazio's ever had, and they finished 7-5 again. I mean, this is what they do. BC never gets that win that puts them over the top. They've been so close so many times in the last 20 years, and something always wrecks them at the end of the season. Every year.
Duke had a better year, I would imagine.
I don't know about that.
All right, I gotta look.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
I don't know how Duke did in football this year. I have no idea.
I couldn't even tell you how Tech did this year. I don't even care.
They weren't good.
No. they're never. It's I just stopped paying attention.
Yeah,
after
I understand.
Yeah. All right. So, Rich, things happen behind the scenes,
so there's,
you say?
There seems to be a trend nowadays. Eminem did it. I believe that Kanye West has done it several times. But when you don't know it and you least expect it, a superstar will drop a product, like drop an album. All of a sudden, you'll wake up and it's like, whoa, where did this come from? Kamikaze, that brand new Eminem album was there and everyone was blown away and everyone's talking about it. And you don't even know they've been working on it. Beyonce did the same thing. I think Lemonade was the whole deal. Well, there was a superstar who just over the past couple of days dropped something massive, a pair of superstars, and none of us were even aware. After at least 6-month hiatus, this fell into my lap.
Welcome in to the latest episode of the Dude and Bird Show. I'm the Dude.
Bird here. Dude, where the f*** have you been?
I've been all over the place. I've been in hiding, I guess you can say.
All right.
I took a new gig. Bert and I weren't working together. Our time didn't really work out well. We didn't have a good location to record. So now we're recording from parts unknown.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The Dude and Bird Show back on the wherever it is.
Yeah. You can't tell them where you're broadcasting from because then it's like that movie with Christian Slater. I mean, it's pirate radio, baby. Dude, you know, Dude got a job like refilling cigarette machines in the two bars where they still exist. Yeah, I got a big truck full of cools.
And they released their physical graffiti of podcast. This thing was
physical graffiti.
This thing was 1 hour and 35 minutes long.
Whoa,
1 hour and 35 minutes, which, to be quite honest,
You can really cut through about the first 50 minutes.
Was a birdcage in there? Were slew bangers in there?
Dude, it was all in there.
Yes!
You think
I mean, you can't you think, not have the slew banger.
Yes!
You're going to take 6 months off, and you're not going to have the slamming slew banger of the week. They've even got that segment just for food, where they sit and sample just like random stuff dude found in his car. You know what, Bird? Stop talking sports. That is the only recommendation I will give to you. Because the first 45 minutes, it's interesting, but people want to hear the real stuff. They want to find out like what indeed a Reese's peanut butter cup jammed with Reese's pieces tastes like, and how much you would pay for it. Because that was a full like 15 minutes, and I was all in on that. Mrs. Freshley's, what's in the vending machine? That this is the kind of breaks I want to hear.
Matter of fact, you got a microwave to Mrs. Freshley's.
We do not have this clip, but maybe we'll have to examine later on. Apparently, there is a conspiracy going on here at the radio station that with the honor system downstairs, we now have a vending machine that you can just go in and write down what you got and pay this little machine. Someone is taking the camera and turning it up to the ceiling.
Uh-oh.
So they not get busted.
Oh, they didn't go and spray paint it, like, and then go on a big heist of all the peanut butter that's down there.
Right. All of the Nip Cheek crackers that they've got.
The two cokes that they have down there.
So, and there's names being thrown out there and that they're trying to figure out who it is. It's like a murder mystery. But let's get to probably my favorite segment of the Dude and Bird podcast that dropped. Thank God it's back. It's been way too long. Fred, it's been a long time since someone's gotten thrown in the bird cage.
Oh, yeesh. That's not a place you want to be, all right? Here is the Dude and Bird podcast featuring Bird, who I don't know what he does for a living now, but also it is Bird.
You know what Bird does
for a living. Oh, yeah. I don't know what Dude does for a living. Yeah, Bird answers the phones and drives a Lyft. All right, here we go. Here is the Dude and Bird podcast. Who's in the bird cage?
So you got someone for the bird cage?
Oh my God, let's go.
Who you got?
Birds.
It's night court. Mocky Post was hot. You had to envision how your jugs would look underneath a blouse.
I'm going to make a request. Can you play the next 45 to 60 seconds uninterrupted?
No. Yes, I will do that.
So you got someone for the birdcage?
Oh my God, let's go.
Who you got?
Bird's about to give it to you. Right here on the Dude and Bird Show.
You're going in the birdcage! Yes, you are! Why did you say that? Who does that? You're going right in the birdcage, my friend. Who says stupid things? Why are you so dumb? My goodness gracious, why are you dumb? In the birdcage you go. All right.
That was great. Why'd you say something so dumb?
Why'd you say that?
So dumb.
Those things that you said.
They're very dumb. In the bird cage. Now, welcome to my world of the cage. Now we will verbally spa. All right, traffic cop in Everett on 2nd Street. Now we've got it going on. Don't tell me I can't park in front of my house.
What's something Bird can do a theme for that we do on the show?
I don't know. I don't know. Give Bird the control. Well, Bird did better than Nick on the impression contest.
Yes, he did.
Nick gave up.
He actually had material. He didn't do it properly, no, but he had material.
It didn't matter. He had material. Nick didn't have time to work on it. All right, so here we go. Who is in the bird cage? Let's find out.
Whoever bitched and complain about, baby, it's cold outside. Just,
oh my God.
Just dig a hole and don't come out. Like, seriously? That song's been around for, what, 4, 5, 7, 8 decades?
Yeah.
And now you're going to come out and bitch about it? I mean, are you kidding me? Go to the moon.
There's a
don't
few songs. I forget what the other ones are, but there's a few other songs that have been getting pulled. When did people get such thin skin in America?
I blame the internet.
But, like, the internet just gives this platform of people their expressions, and then people just jump on it with them, and then they just ride with it.
Yep.
It's true. The internet does give people their expressions, and they run with it.
They do. I've seen it way too often.
I mean, there's so many expressions. A nickel and dime saves nine. A penny saved is a penny earned.
Birdcage. Just go in the birdcage. Like, just.
Well thought out.
So are your notes just like the baby it's going outside people and then anything but why?
His head is
go to the moon.
Gleaming red. Yeah, whoever's
hold on a second, because when you said something, he either had something in his mouth, but whatever it was, he spit it all over the monitor and the keyboard, like he's listening to Rome.
Whoever it's cold outside, who's complaining, get in the birdcage. Just dig a hole and don't come out.
Internet.
I blame the internet. Okay, there you go. That's the birdcage.
I blame
cage.
The internet.
Internet.
Just hide under a rock. Go fly to the moon.
Yeah.
Go to Mars.
Yeah, fly to the moon.
Go to Mars.
Go to Mars. The new club in the Wynn Casino in Everett. Mars.
People are so butt tight nowadays.
I don't understand why. I mean,
people are very butt tight. They have tight buns. Like a young Tom Selleck.
By the way, somebody's like 4, 5, 7, 8 decades. That's a 40-year swing.
Yeah.
You're sure.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 3. Whatever. I blame the internet.
But people are so butt tight nowadays.
I don't understand why. I mean,
and that's just going to get worse because of helicopter parents and the millennial parents and, like, dude.
Helicopter parents, like the ones who feed you and don't just give you change for the vending machine. The helicopter ring.
Dude, I like the helicopter parents. Like,
unlike a bird who lives with his parents. At 30.
He said, go to the moon and don't come back. I'm using that at least once today.
Go to the moon. Don't come back. Go to Mars.
Go to Mars.
Go to Mars.
Go to Mars.
You never come back.
The parents and the millennial parents and like, dude.
I like the helicopter parents. I like that.
Yeah, no, that's what they are. They hover over them. Those are the ones that are like, oh, what do you mean you gave Johnny a B minus? He should have got a B plus.
Oh, my parents didn't care.
Joey keeps.
Well, listen, parents out there, if don't helicopter parent your kids or they won't turn out like Bird.
Go to Mars.
The helicopter parenting. If there was ever evidence that that is wrong. It's Bird's leaving.
He is?
Yeah, he just left.
He's getting jabby, I think.
Okay.
My parents didn't care. No kidding, really? 32 and you live at home. 36? Oh, he's 36 and he lives at home. My parents didn't care. All these helicopter parents. Look at how many of them have a podcast. And live at home.
It's a national podcast.
I had sex with my girlfriend in a Honda Pilot the first time. And my parents didn't care.
Yeah, no, that's what they are. They hover over them. Those are the ones that are like, oh, what do you mean you gave Johnny a B minus? He should have got a B plus.
Oh, my parents didn't care.
Joey keeps smushing Johnny's chips at lunch. It's like, dude.
It's like, go back to the vending machine. Come on.
The only thing I was disappointed by, Bert, there was no commercial.
Hey, Drew, would you like to come work out with me?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. Go by Great Boston Fitness and get a quick workout in.
Sounds good. Where are we going?
Whenever you want. We'll go right after the podcast. After our workout, we can have a Great Boston Fitness shake.
Ooh, are they any good?
Yeah, they're great.
Ooh, I'll definitely take one of those.
All right.
Dude, I heard they have a 20,000-square-foot facility, or at least that's what I read on greaterbostonfit.com.
Yes, it's all true. They have a variety of equipment and knowledgeable staff.
Cool, so they're there to help.
Yes, they are. Keeping us active for our show, Greater Boston Fitness, we build people.
I was like going through like, when are we going to get another awesome commercial read? Like,
you got to work out to do this to get the energy for the podcast.
Go to Mars.
What's another?
Tell little Johnny to punch Joey in the face. You duke it out, dude. Nowadays, you throw dukes, you get in charge with assault.
Yeah, that's right. You could be like, you got to be like the dude.
Got a point.
The dude was, I'm sure, was a feisty street fighter in his day. You got to duke it out. I'm 5'7", 100 pounds. Sometimes you got to duke it out. Bird. That bird.
Bird's about to give it to you.
Ooh.
Right here on the Dude and Bird Show.
Ladies.
You're going in the bird cage. Yes, you are. Why did you say that? Who does that? You're going right in the bird cage, my friend. Who says stupid things? Why are you so dumb? My goodness gracious, why are you dumb? In the bird cage you go.
All right, that took him like 2 hours to write. Billy Jaffe's in studio. We'll talk to him in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
Here's Pastrnak off the turnover, twists to the high slot. Now looks in, right of the net, tapped out in front, they score! Brad Marchand stayed with it at the top of the blue paint, shoveled in a backhand, no chance for Kemper, 4-2 Bruins.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened at first, but the way he came off, you figured it was more than a high stick. Those are tough, you know, like, I mean, you know, like up around your eyes too. But he was able to play through it. I'm sure he'll be sore tomorrow. Charlie, too, got a high stick under the visor, so he's had some tough luck lately, but he's battling through it. So a bit like our game tonight. Wasn't pretty.
And at 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That is the tale of last night, 4-3 win by the Bruins. Again, ugly. That first line exploding.
What's
and
that? It was an ugly game.
Yeah, well, the game was ugly except for that 4 minutes.
Second period was awesome.
Yeah, 4 minutes was that was unbelievable.
Not even the entire second period, right, just like a 5 minute span.
I'll tell you what, Krejci over the past couple of like games, I guess because he's kind of had has been like fun to watch. Yeah. And between Pastrnak and Marchand last night, that was just kind of a cool. That's one thing that you're going to look back on the season and go, that was a cool moment.
All right. Well, Billy Jaffe from Nesson, who covers the Bruins, is in studio. And indeed, that top line was responsible for two of the goals, right?
Three of the goals. Yeah, Heinen got things going.
All right. So there's the big rumor out right now.
Where are we going?
Sweeney was in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he was there on Sunday.
General manager was watching a game.
He was watching a game, and he was watching a game involving the Oilers.
Yeah.
So the rumor now is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins in a deal involving Torey Krug in one of the young forwards.
Oh, I love rumors. I love starting it out with rumors.
All right, so would you... Okay, so we have agreed in the room.
Yeah.
You would not trade Krug and DeBrusk. That would not be something that you would do.
For that trade? No.
No. No. But if it was like
Krug and Heinen?
No, if it was Krug and Carlson. Do you like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins? Do you think he's someone who could help this team?
Sure. I do. I think I talked to people in Edmonton about him before. I used to do a lot of his games when I was going up to Canada weekly. I think he's a better player than people realize. He's not flamboyant. He's goes about his business the right way. He's not big and burly. He's not going to kick ass out there. And, you know, but on the other hand, he's really smart, very effective. The answer is, would I like him on my team? I'd be interested. For what? We could go on and on and on. We could have our own podcast.
But it's like necessary.
Like the Dude and Bird Show. Yeah.
Billy desperately wants a podcast.
I'm just saying we could go on about that.
First, I have to know I have a job.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I'm just starting my own.
Then start your own. All right, so listen. So this team, obviously, and it showed it again last night. I mean, it's one line. It really is. And you've talked about the need for a third line center.
Yep.
But... You have to build up another line. Would you sacrifice Krug to get help?
Not right now. No. This is what I would do right now. Now, I'm saying this in the perfect world of healthness, okay, of good health.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring, you know, when Bergeron comes back, I would put Bergeron with Marchand. I would put Pastrnak with Krejci. And I would then, I'm hoping at that time is that Danton Heinen is still start producing, like, you know, he's starting to get going, like actually getting results.
Mm-hmm.
I would perhaps put him on the left wing with Krejci and Pastrnak.
Mm-hmm.
And then perhaps I would put Jake DeBrusk when he's healthy on the right side with Marchand and Bergeron.
I would try that.
Then why is Cassidy? Why has he all season been hesitant? I know before the injuries.
Okay, because
to experiment.
Because he not that he was hesitant to experiment. It was to do it full time because he said there was. I mean, many different reasons, but at that time, you know, that line was doing so much, and matchups weren't as big of a concern. And he just said he's sticking with that line. There was home road. There was health of the other and. He didn't think that it would be strong, and he had other elements that would be strong enough to help those lines at that time too, and many other things too. But right now, with other guys going,
mm-hmm.
if that stays that way, I would try it that. I would separate it that way, or at least try it that way.
Okay, so this is a strange situation that they're in with Jake DeBrusk now, and I it seems like he was playing through a concussion after he got nailed in the back of the head with that puck. For a couple of games, and now he's out once again. They have not officially said concussion.
No, because he went to a specialist the other day.
Right, but the way that Cassidy was talking about it, yes, he used the word protocol a bunch. And what do you immediately think of?
If he was going to a specialist. If he's diagnosed with it, then he goes through the protocol of having a concussion. Protocol means out a week at least from when you get hit. Or when you are, you know, when they think it happened. Now, here's the thing with Jake.
So, if it was a concussion, did you see something in those two games that, or the games that he was back that it could have been injury wise?
He got throttled a few times too, in games after he got hit. I believe it was November 26th.
Toronto.
Yeah, yeah, sure, it was Toronto. The date I don't have that date on me, but he got hit in the back of the head with the shot, and then. There were a couple of incidents where he was playing where he got put hard into the wall and his head, I don't know if the head hit the wall, but I mean, it doesn't take the head actually hitting the wall, the neck right. and snap and
sure.
back and everything. Jake got hit a couple of times. And so then he says, yeah, I just don't feel well. It's the obvious symptoms or potential, I should say, of what the rumblings are is that it could be in concussion. We just don't know. Maybe today, although there's no practice today. Mm-hmm. Bruins have the day off. They have a big event, charitable event. So, there's no practice. We might have an update today, so maybe tomorrow we will.
Okay. All right, so we'll be back with Billy Jaffe, 617-779-0985. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pastrnak off the turnover, twists to the high slot. Now looks in, right of the net, tapped out in front, they score! At the top of the blue paint, shovel in a backhand, no chance for Kemper, 4-2 Bruins.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're touching Rich. Billy Jaffe from Nesson covers the Bruins. He's in studio. AJ, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys, hey. So I was listening to the Nesson pregame show, and they were talking about how Krug has a no-trade clause, and one of the teams on there is Edmonton. So I don't really know how this trade's.
The partial no trade. It's either a modified or partial.
It's eight teams, right?
Yeah, and that's why it was just a rumor, and that's why I said lovingly, I love starting the interview out with rumors.
It was in the Globe, Jimmy.
You can also, by the way, you can always modify a no trade clause.
Sure.
You can, but here's the other thing. Donnie Sweeney was out there for juniors. World Junior camps, there's stuff going on out there in the hockey world, and I know people just like to get things out there now, whatever, but general managers, usually part of their job description is scouting a lot of other teams. Even though you have scouts, every couple of months, or maybe some guy, remember Atlanta, remember Don Waddell? Remember that name, Donnie Waddell, GM of the Thrashers?
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Let's not even go there, but... He would go out there.
The Stephon pick was absolutely fantastic.
Hey, well, you could never have enough Paris Fart Vedettes, right, on your team.
That's right.
Nor miracles. But he would go out and scout all the time. All the time. It's part of their job. Literally. Part of their job.
Ainge goes out on the road all the time.
All the time. especially when World Juniors has camps out there for kids. You go see, and what you end up doing is you hit four or five different games.
All right, Michael, you're on with the great Billy Jaffe.
Hey, Billy, how are you? I got a question for you. Flyers stink. They're not going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
They're rebuilding from top to bottom. They got the best unrestricted free agent available for the Boston Bruins in a playoff run in Wayne Simmons, and the Bruins have what the Flyers want, which is prospects. How does that play out before the trade deadline?
Well, it's you know, a lot of people want to get a guy like Wayne Simmons on the team. I don't blame you. But the one comment that you made about Philly being in a total rebuild, I don't think Philly believes that. Remember, they fired their general manager now 3 weeks ago in Ron Hextall. They brought back Paul Holmgren for like a day, and now they just hired Chuck Fletcher. The question becomes, because they're not selling tickets like they did before there, and that's what Comcast, or what is it, Spectacle? I don't remember. Whatever the official name is now over there. They want tough, and they want to sell tickets.
That's why they invented Gritty. That's why they got the world's best mascot.
That thing was so bad, it is so good.
It's great. Has there been a mascot that's gotten that much free press out of nowhere?
Apparently, the worm has turned, and people in Philadelphia are now against it.
But Billy, you're dismissing all these trades, but you are one that says
they need to. Wait a second. I'm not dismissing this. Wait. No, Fred. Don't say that. Maybe the Krug trade I dismissed, but this one I said... I'm not convinced. I mean, if Philly says that they're out of it, and they will be, Simmons could get traded. Would I absolutely want the Bees to go after him? Sure. The question becomes is when. What does Philly think that he's worth? Is he worth the first round pick? No.
No, he's an older, unrestricted
right.
free
he's
agent.
A third line guy that if you can get for your team, absolutely. I'm cool with that to help bring some identity. Or some grit, some sandpaper, whatever the cliche you want to use the term.
So
I'm not against it. If you're going to get him now, though, go for him now. You're going to pay more. You're just going to.
So since Patrice and Chara have been out, I've seen from this team, boy, it's like two different sides of the pendulum.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been pretty embarrassing games, like where they've just, there's been a couple, like one or two. But then there's been some pretty gritty wins that they've been able to patch together.
To show some gumption.
They have. And if you take a look at, I guess, all the games in their entirety, isn't this kind of a pretty optimistic place that you can look at it fairly optimistically, couldn't you?
Right.
All we wanted them to do was to just keep...
500. Maybe a little more.
If you could just kind of just tread water and not be a disaster and fall into a pit during this period.
They've done pretty well.
It's
neato to make the playoffs. It's with this core, though, you would like to do more than
that. You're right, but you had in order to do more, you have to at least stay right thoroughly in the mix.
But they
haven't fallen off the cliff at all. In fact, they're about three or four games over 500 both 33 and 37.
I'm usually cautious. They need to use some of their collateral to.
They absolutely have to. They absolutely have to. Right. No question.
Jamie, go ahead.
Hey guys. Hey Jeffy, love your work.
Thanks, buddy.
Question: who drafted Krug?
Krug wasn't drafted. Krug was an unrestricted free agent out of Michigan State. He played for the Spartans, and because at a certain point in college, when you're not drafted or at a certain age, you can basically recruited again by mm-hmm. teams. And so Torrey Krug chose to be with the Bruins.
But who was the GM at the time?
Shirelli.
Okay, so...
Donnie Sweeney, though, was involved in the process, too.
All right, but I think that Jamie's point is that if Shirelli was the guy who liked Krug, Krug was a Hobie Baker, or he was like...
He's a finalist for it.
He was a finalist.
Yeah.
Livonia, Michigan.
Yeah.
Not the greatest town in the world. So, for a 5'9 kid just knocking around.
Do you remember when we first met him at Cuts for a Cause?
I thought he was an intern.
We thought he was an intern for the station. I think he got signed right before Cuts for a Cause.
He had the longer hair, and he looked like some surfer kid walked in off the West Coast.
He's obviously worked out a lot since he's been with the Bruins, but he was just like, he was nothing.
He's 5'9". You don't think he's a professional athlete.
And that might be on a 5'9 stretch in it.
I mean,
it's really impressive what he's been able to do.
Oh, sure.
Everybody says, defensively, he's not this. I say, you're right. But offensively from the back end, he's that.
Yeah. Yes,
so sometimes you need to understand he fits in beautifully with the Krug because he provides something that nobody else can.
Right. And he's one of the great defensive point men on power plays. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
What do you think about them going out and getting
a big body out there to start protecting our players.
What do you mean? There's no such thing as an enforcer anymore.
Well, I understand that the fighting has gone out of the game, and there's, the goons are gone. But, geez, I mean, don't you think they could use Milan Lucic out there to protect them?
We got the Lucic one.
Anyone
who talks about Lucic has not paid attention to what he's been up to over the last...
I don't care if he scores 30 goals. Lucic makes far, far too much money.
For far, far too long.
And for far, far too long. And you're not going to give up... You're not going to give up prospects or any of the pieces that you have to get a big body... To enforce.
You know who's like Lucic used to be? Simmons, right? I mean, Simmons is a goal scorer. I think he's in the top 10 of the NHL in penalty minutes, such as it is now.
Yeah. Simmons is tough, but when you get Simmons for a veteran presence who can score and has experience.
He's close to the guy that you're looking for.
Let's put it this way, and this is an incredibly small sample size, but I think that out of the 8 Flyers games I've been to in Philadelphia, he's fought in about 3 of them.
You know what Wayne Simmons does, he drags your team into the fight. He's the type of guy that says, "All right, hey, we're not going. Like, let's all go." He'll bring you in whether you're on your own team or the opponent.
Right.
He's totally fine with that. 10 goals. This year, only 4 assists.
Yeah, but he's good for 20 or 30 goals a season.
Yes.
He's been very, very consistent. If you're looking for a Lucic guy who won't cost you nearly as much, he's making $5 million this season. No, Simmons is the guy.
Well, if you're looking for a Lucic guy, you can go to any rink in Roxbury and just pick out a guy. And he'll be able to do that.
What were you saying, Dan? One goal and 2 assists in the last how many games?
80. I think his stats this year, 1 goal and 5 assists.
Just for, yeah. He's got 2 year. Goals in his last
70
games.
70-something
games.
I think you could take the worst guy on the Northeastern team and you could get a goal and an assist at some point.
And Luch has had an opportunity. Everybody likes Luch.
Of course.
Loves him about his character. I'm saying even in the memory of, right, of what he is. But remember, he had an opportunity. He's playing with Connor McDavid for a while out there. And it's just, we all know it's a different game. So the last caller, it's protecting. Here's the thing. I still think most of these hits that are happening, because the game is just, it's felt different. It's viewed differently. The kids are raised differently playing it, are still going to happen. I still think Zach Hyman, by the way, would have hit Charlie McAvoy like that, even if there was
Char was on the ice. You think so?
No way. Miller and Char not being there allows teams.
Difference.
I don't know if it's huge, but it allows teams to take liberties.
I don't think that Zach Hyman, using that thought that he was hitting illegally, he had his shoulder down, he hit him. It was late. That was the thing. And he was going at it with Charlie McAvoy. They've played against each other before, two younger kids, and he didn't like it from early part of the game when McAvoy had the cross-checking penalty, which, by the way, I didn't really think was a cross-checking penalty. 16 seconds into the game against the Leafs. I do think, though, that many of these kids still would hit like that. I do.
But listen, Billy, there's no way they're going to trade just for a guy who's can fight or
I, of course, I, that's what I'm saying.
I agree with you,
and there's no need for it.
No, they're not going to do it. It's idiotic that they're going to put another guy that can't score on the ice.
No, they need a power forward that can get out there, play 15 minutes a game. That can be, I call it riding the elevator up and down. Can handle playing, a little more, a little less. But you don't need a guy who's just going to play 8 minutes.
No, and when you get Miller or Chara back, that you even lessens the need for that. So. You don't. What they need a forward?
Well, my biggest get is still third line center when it's all said and done.
Okay.
Biggest get. Is
Give me
that.
A name that you like.
Oh God!
All right. Then
I'm looking at LA. I'm looking at Chicago. I mean, there's a guy there, Artem Anisimov. Can you get him for just enough, of the run at the end? Maybe something like that. He'd be an interesting guy for me. We need a few more, actually more than a few more weeks. By the way, there's a trade freeze coming up in about 10 days for the holiday season. So it's about the 18th or 20th. What's today's date? I don't even know.
Today is the 12th.
So a week.
Yes.
So it's about a 5-day kind of trade moratorium. I think the Bruins start looking for something, I would hope, once they get everybody back in January. Okay. Add to that.
All right, so January. All right, well, Billy Jaffe, it's always a pleasure. And look, we talked about hockey the entire time you were here.
It was outstanding. By the way, I want to commend you guys on your old schoolness today, Freddie, the Pistons hat.
You and love this hat.
And the Nordique sweatshirt.
You like that?
Yes, yeah. I do. What do you got going today, Rich?
Queens of the Stone Age.
That's kind of old school.
Yeah, I love they're still an active band. Yeah.
Well, so are the Pistons are an active team, but it's
this is the old one. Well, I'll tell you this, is that you can see us on Twitch. Get the Twitch app and then 98.5 The Sports Hub, and you can catch us on that application, and you can see the wonderful clothes that we wear, and we get radio credit for that, which is the big thing.
See you guys.
All right, we will see you next week. We will be back, and then at 8, we'll relive one of our great moments of the past year, and also
98.5 Toucher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. This is very quick, and I know no one cares, but it's fascinating to me. Boston College has extended their coach for 2 years.
Steve Adazio, yes.
So there's Clemson. Syracuse came in second with a balmy 9-3 record, to which they've lost to Pittsburgh, and to so they lost Notre Dame, Clemson, which are great. Those are good losses. And then they lost to Pittsburgh in overtime, but Syracuse certainly in a perennial powerhouse. So outside of Clemson. And the Hurricanes have been down for how many years?
It's been a few. Syracuse put together a good year this year.
Yes, they absolutely did. But I don't think that they're a danger to become a powerhouse.
No. The game BC played against Syracuse, Syracuse was clearly the better team. BC could have played their top game, and I still think they would have lost to Syracuse.
But I mean, there is absolutely no excuse for Boston College not to. I mean, to finish fourth in that garbage ACC. I mean, it's a. Forget it. No one cares.
No one cares about college football up here, but Fred, you're right.
I mean, you can't out recruit Pittsburgh.
Apparently not.
Virginia? I mean, Virginia Tech used to have good years with their old coach. Wake Forest? I mean, half of these
Votek
games.
Is down. Wake Forest has been lousy for a while. NC State has been mediocre
Georgia
for a long
Tech
time.
Runs the stupid option. I mean, come on.
Now, BC should be better. And
it's a good school.
Any other year, every year you could say BC could be better.
BC
it's
recruits.
It's been a decade, I think, since they won 8 games in a season.
BC, since I've been following their baseball program, has had, now everyone in baseball gets drafted, especially from an ACC school, but Clemson, Duke, Florida State, Georgia Tech, I mean, think of these they're baseball heaven.
Yeah.
BC, up until last year, played on a parking lot, and they had 2 first-round major league picks come out of that baseball program.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that you can't get anyone to play BC football in that garbage ACC? And then they extend the guy?
Yeah. 5 out of the 6 years, he's been to a bowl game.
Yeah, the Pullman Weed Eater Bowl. I mean, this
it's a respectable bowl, Fred. Played on December 3rd.
In fairness.
Already played it.
They were ranked like 23rd for a game.
They were ranked 2 different times this season. I mean, they put
not,
together.
Not
back-to-back weeks, but they were in, they were out.
And not above 20.
No.
So, fantastic.
I think one poll they might have been 18 technically, but you're right.
Well, then maybe the coach's poll. When they played Clemson, they were 23 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
They weren't fit to be on the same field. They are the best. They should be the best of the also-rans. They're never going to be an elite college football program, but they should be among the best of the also-rans.
Especially when Florida State is pulling out a 5-7 season.
No, Florida State was awful this year. They were terrible this year, and they beat Boston College on just a garbage play at the end of the ball game by 1.
See, I'll give you on most years. I mean, Clemson's a dominant team, and you're never going to compete.
No, you're never going to beat Clemson. You're never going to out-recruit Clemson.
No. But, I mean, they have
Southern
two,
school.
They have 2 top 5 picks on their defensive line.
Yeah.
In Florida State, some years I'll give you, there's no excuse for anyone else. no excuse for anyone else. I told you,
Boston College should be an 8-win team every year, and they're not.
I don't know why they're.
They should play in better bowl games than they do, and they don't.
And I've
been a BC fan for a long time, and it's been very frustrating.
And good luck with this guy recruiting a quarterback. I mean, you're going to recruit a quarterback that's going to hand the ball off 45,000 times?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, now they have a guy. The problem is they have quarterbacks that can't throw the ball downfield. Option quarterbacks that can't throw the ball downfield.
Yes.
Read option quarterbacks that can't throw the ball downfield.
Why would I possibly go to BC if I can throw the ball?
And the other part of it is because college football takes a backseat to everything else, not just a backseat, but they're way in the back of the bus. I mean, that's the thing. Big-time athletes don't want to come here and be anonymous.
Well,
that's the other part of it.
But if you tell me it's the ACC and it's a national situation and I have the entire Atlantic and Northeast to recruit from, I think that I could be okay. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.